This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning. You're listening to Mint Business News with me, Gopika Gopakumar. Here are the main headlines this morning. Companies led by Asia's richest man, Gautam Adani, and billionaire Mukesh Ambani, the owner of Reliance Industries, have entered the fray to acquire India's debt-laden future retail, April Moon Retail Private Limited, a joint venture between Adani Airport Holdings and Flamingo Group, Reliance Retail Ventures, as well as 13 other firms have submitted expressions of interest for future retail. Clarity on applying goods and services tax on crypto or virtual digital assets appears to be around the corner, with the Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs working on an agenda paper on the topic. The board has been interacting with the industry to decide on the GST rate for crypto assets and identify whether they should be classified as goods or service. Besides related issues, the move is expected to offer some relief to the crypto industry, which has complained about tax notices seeking GST on the gross value of the crypto asset as the against the service fees or the commission. Inflows into open-ended equity mutual funds fell 33% to 9,390 crore rupees in October as investors turned wary of high valuations, but they continue to show faith in systematic investment plans as inflows through the segment breached the 13,000 mark for the first time. The pharma company Alkem Laboratories received Form 483 with three observations from the US FDA for its manufacturing unit in St. Louis. Earlier, the US health regulator had conducted a pre-approval inspection at the company's manufacturing facility during October 31st to November 9th. Adani Power has inked pact to sell 100% equity stake in subsidiary Support Properties to Adani Connex. The transaction value is 1,500 crore rupees. ACX is a 50-50 joint venture between promoter group company Adani Enterprises and Edge Conix. Shares of cables and wire harness assemblies maker DCX Systems made a strong debut today, getting listed at a premium of over 38% from the issue price on the stock exchanges. The stock got listed at 287 apiece on NSE, thereby registering a gain of 38% from its offer price of 207 rupees. Moving on to markets, bulls drove domestic markets higher in intraday today amid strong global cues coupled with a weaker dollar. Key indices Nifty 50 surged over 250 points to trade above 18,300 levels and S&P Sensex advanced over 1,000 points to hit 52-week high of 61,685 levels. Globally, US markets skyrocketed overnight as investors cheered cooler inflation report. The core consumer price index slowed to 7.7% in October, which came below street estimates and hit the lowest level since January. Dow Jones, Nasdaq Composite and S&P 500 indices surged up to 7%, posting biggest one-day rally since 2020. Asia-Pacific markets too inched up in trade today as Nikkei 225, Kospi, Shanghai and Hang Seng indices climbed up to 5%. In business term of the day, we look at a custodian bank. It's a financial institution that holds customer securities for safekeeping to prevent them from being stolen or lost. The custodian may hold stocks, bonds or other assets in electronic or physical form on behalf of its customers. Often a custodian bank does more than provide asset protection. It can manage customers' accounts and transactions, manage the settlement of financial transactions, account for the status of assets and ensure compliance with tax regulations. With that, it's a wrap on today's edition. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great weekend. See you next week. Bye-bye.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.